Before we shot the movie, we went on a research trip to Poland, and I got to see all the locations in advance, which is, like, pretty unusual for a documentary that they had the budget to bring it there early. And I personally was, like, struck by how beautiful these places were, and also, like, Holocaust memorial architecture, how interesting it is, like, that big sculpture in front of Majdanek and that huge mound of ashes. Like, that was the first concentration camp I went to, and I could not, I just had no idea. Like, I heard about piles of shoes, but, like, I never knew there was a mound of ashes the size of a city block, and that was, like, insane to see. So, I really wanted to showcase the beauty of Poland and also these sites and kind of the contrast of, like, the horrors that happened there and also, like, how beautiful and alive they are today. And I also wanted to, like, this is the last time that, like, most survivors are alive, and then probably 10 to 15 years are not going to be around much longer, that this film would be, like, a living document that you could go back with them or you could experience you with them through the film without even having to go there. So that was also the reason to shoot it all in, you know, our photography.